right. We made it, buddy. Come on down, man. Dan Kessler.
Oh, thank you.
D'amour.
Yeah, d'amour.
Wow, why you have a French name?
My dad's French.
Your dad is French, so you speak French?
Oui, oui, oui.
Tu parles français en général assez bien pour qu'on se comprenne?
Ah oui, je comprends très bien, mais...
You don't use it.
Oui, oui.
You're like me.
J'habite à Toronto, alors...
So you're like me?
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, let's go, just to be sure. Yes, amazing, buddy. Welcome to No BS with SB.
You. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, it's fun when somebody have the guts to ask to be on my podcast. First, it's an honor.
Yeah.
And... But I didn't know you.
No, that's because
I said you wrote. You remember? I would like to do your podcast. Yeah, thank you so much. And I think like
you said, there was a waiting list, and then
I was a back order.
And then you saw me.
I saw you at the Small World of Comedy.
Yeah.
With Vince Mitchell. Shout out, Vince.
Yeah.
And you killed.
Yeah.
Talk about cocaine.
Yeah.
And they said, buddy, is it you? You say, yeah, it's me. Wow, we have to do a podcast.
Yeah.
But because you live in Toronto, it's complicated.
That's it, yeah.
And you're here because of what?
Like in Montreal.
Yeah.
I came to do the podcast.
Look at that.
Yeah.
This is, if it's not hustling.
Yeah.
You know how many people cancel last minute and not telling me?
Oh, wow.
No. And they live in Montreal.
I was worried. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be lazy.
Exactly. You take the bus 6 hours to come here to do my small podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Merci, man.
No problem.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for having me.
Because you know what? I have a fight with another comedian.
Yeah.
Who he was booked.
Yeah.
After you.
Yeah.
And he can't.
Okay.
Because his job.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
But he never told me.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Listen, it's 2020.
Communication.
You don't have any excuse to take 5 seconds to say, hey, I can't be there.
Yeah, there's so much technology.
You know what I mean?
And Skype you.
Yeah, and I have a fight argument because it's 8:30 yesterday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are you coming? He said, no. But he's like.
As if you knew.
So when are you going to tell me?
Yeah.
Never answer. I insist.
Yeah.
When are you going to tell me you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Never told me.
Yeah.
So I called him. He did not answer. Huh?
He screened your call.
He said, I would not answer after all you said. What I said, I just said the truth. He listened. I understand your point, but it's not about you. It's about me. We have a meeting together, and it's 8:30. Me, though, I don't have time to reschedule somebody else.
So I
succeed to have him online, and I said... when did you know?
Yeah.
Did you forgot? He said, no. Okay, so if you did not forgot,
when
did you know you can come? He said, in afternoon, around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I said, you should text me right away
right
there.
Away,
he never apologized.
Oh, no.
Listen to... And he hang up on me, tabarnak.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I'm doing... it's free, look.
Yeah.
It cost me money, time to give
time.
An opportunity to a comedian who nobody know because he's not famous, it just started.
Yeah.
And I have this in exchange. I want to quit my podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I said, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I said, you know what?
It's frustrating.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Because I have Dan Kessler d'amour.
D'amour, yeah.
From Toronto.
Yeah.
Take the bus. And I know it's shitty. Did you take
the bus, yeah.
Yeah, you upstairs?
No, it was only, it wasn't enough people to have the double decker, so we only had one single row.
Whoa, lucky you.
It was packed. I didn't sleep at all.
How long are you going to stay here?
I'm here till Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to try open mic?
Probably.
To Tuesday?
Tuesday is like Grumpy's and stuff.
You have Grumpy's, you have Asher.
Yeah.
Wednesday you have Villeray with Sid.
Yeah, I did it last time I came.
Okay, no, but you can tell. Come on, give me 5 minutes. I fart 10,000 times in the bus to piss off all the people.
It wasn't me or someone else. It smelled awful.
Man, I moved to Toronto 2 years.
Yeah.
And I took this bus all the time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's the nightmare, man.
I know.
It's the nightmare because I think they built that to piss off people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the when you sit, good luck if somebody sit beside
that's
you. It's true, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Another thing is like the concept of cheap ticket, là?
That's it. They advertise like you can get on a bus for $2.
I never paid $2.
Never.
You pay $2?
Never.
I think it's the only way to pay $2 is if you reserve
like 4 months, in
3 years in advance,
something like that. Yeah, it's stupid.
How much did you pay?
It was like $40.
Still cheap. Back.
No, I'm taking the train back because
I love the train.
Is way better.
I only
started taking the train back like last year, and then I was like, what have I been waiting for like all my time here?
So, forget the podcast today. Why you always come to Montreal?
My family's still here. Okay, like my parents and my sister. My grandparents live close to us too. And also, I still have all my friends are here. Like, no one, my friends and family are here. So I'd like to come see them every like month or so. Like, I'll work a lot in Toronto and then I'll come back.
Yeah. So did you start comedy in Montreal?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Why did you move to Toronto?
I went to Toronto to do Humber College comedy program.
Yeah, I think you told me that. How much did you pay?
It was like $3,000 a semester.
Yeah, exactly. And, I have a.
Michelle
who paid $14,000.
I talked to her about that, and like we're around the same number now. I think it was like $3,000 a semester.
So why she said 14?
I think she just rounded up, or maybe she's not good at math. I don't know.
Or maybe she did not pay.
No, that's it.
So she
I had to take out a student loan from like the Quebec government.
So did you enjoy to take this class?
Yes, I did. Yeah, like I would recommend it for people like starting it. If you want to just do stand up, though, I wouldn't recommend it because like you do everything. You do like sketch comedy. You do like acting. You do voice work,
writing.
You do everything. It covers everything.
So for you, was that good?
It was like all right because I'm interested in the other things too. Like I want to write stuff. I want to like make movies and whatnot.
But $3,000,
it's
for an open micer, it's big.
That's it, yeah. That's
a lot of $25 open mic you have to...
Well, like I was talking to, Troy Stark.
Yes.
He's here, and he said that he went to Humber for, like, 2 weeks, and then after the teacher told them all the open mics they can do in the city, he left the program because he was like, that's all I really need to do is to do the open mics, because he just wanted to do stand-up.
Yeah. So do you do stand-up in Toronto?
Yeah, I do.
Where do you play in general?
Like whenever I can. I mean, right now, what I'm doing right now in Toronto is mostly working. So if you spoke to a Toronto comic and said that I was a stand-up comedian, they probably wouldn't believe you.
Oh, because you have to pay the $2,000.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, not even that. It's just that, yeah, exactly. I'm working to pay that back.
Because it's expensive. Where do you live in Toronto?
I live in the East End, like Greektown, on Danforth Avenue.
I live at Liberty Village.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah,
beautiful place.
Yeah.
Like 20-minute walk to the Rogers Center, Blue Jays, the downtown, there's beautiful. So meat was expensive.
It's expensive too. Like we're in a 3-bedroom, it's 3 people, and it's $1,750 for the whole thing, which is like when you're 3, that's all right, but like it's a really small spot. It's like literally 3 rooms and a bathroom, and then that's $1,750, which is.
Oh, so you're not alone.
No, I'm with. I don't know if you know Jeff O'Brien. He's like a comedian from here as well.
Jeff O'Brien.
Yeah, he's like an older, like 42 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to do stand up.
You're so old, buddy. I'm 45.
I'm 30. I'm turning 30. So
you're so old. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm old.
And what is the other one?
The other one is a comedian as well, but he's from Toronto. So like.
So why you live with 2 other comics and you don't hustle in comedy? Is it because your job is the night?
Yeah, I work mostly days or nights, but usually it's like the day. Like I usually work 5 to 6 days a week.
Okay.
So then.
What a pain you have!
Yeah. It's
so what are you gonna do?
It's struggling. Like even I just struggle to even pay the bills even on 5 to 6 days a week. So and then my day off is usually a Sunday, which isn't really a great day.
You have to sleep because you're
exactly.
tired.
Yeah, that's
so. How you found the balance with comedy?
Whenever I can, you know, if I have more than one day off or whatever, I'll try to go out and do it. Or like I'll try to be like proactive myself and kind of like message people like, hey, I'm ready to come do a set.
But why you don't change your day job?
That's a question I've been asking myself for a while.
First, is it personal, the job?
No, it's, I work at Cineplex VIP, I work at a movie theater.
Yes.
But I'm a server, so I get like tips, and like it's minimum wage in Toronto is like $14, so it's not bad, and then I get the tips on top of that. So it's a decent job for what, like, for the comedy, like, but I haven't been doing comedy, so it doesn't really work.
Which theater you work?
It's the Queensway VIP. It's like the, apparently it's the second biggest theater in all.
The Queensway?
Yeah, in Etobicoke in Toronto.
Ah, Etobicoke. It's yeah. It's before Toronto.
It's a bit west of. It's like before Mississauga.
Like, oh, before Mississauga. Yeah,
in that way.
Okay,
yeah.
I think I went there.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big.
It's a big one with the big parking.
Yeah.
I saw.
There's like a Kelsey's and stuff in the parking
lot. I saw the Arrival.
The what?
The Arrival?
Oh, the Arrival. Okay, yeah, the Denis Villeneuve.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. It was weird.
Yeah, yeah. The alien movie.
Yeah. Okay, so you. It's fun because why I'm a comedian is because.
Yeah.
I love movie, and I always knew that every funny actor was comedian before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's
and then someone saw them do like on the Tonight Show, and then they got a big deal.
Exactly. And I'm sure if video club like Blockbuster still exists, you will work there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because we like that.
Yeah.
Like the
studied film before I did comedy.
What a great job! When every time you go work, you smell popcorn.
Yeah, that's you know what I mean? It gets annoying though. Like, that's
but less than Canadian Tire. Yeah, for sure, when every time you go there, you smell tire. Yeah, and say, why people work here?
No,
are you soap, the big soap?
Yeah.
Every time I go there,
you're allergic to it.
But popcorn, movie, it's fun for you.
Yeah, and I get free tickets.
Why you have difficulty to...
I mean, it's not... I don't really, like, enjoy it too much, but it's, you know, it pays the bills, and it's, like, it's better than, like, doing another... Like, I've done other jobs that I hated.
Yeah, but you listen...
I know, I need to...
You're funny, man.
Yeah, I know.
But it doesn't mean you're gonna go somewhere.
No, that's it,
You know what I mean?
That's why I'm making, like, 20, like... The start of this year to go
because
out.
Because you know,
make an effort.
Yeah, you're funny.
For sure, yeah.
And now in the world we live, nobody care about your funny.
That's it. Yeah.
You need to be
work hard.
Work hard. Promotion. Hustling. TikTok. This.
All
the shit.
I had that for like 20 seconds, and I was like, "This is."
I know, but my point is, you have to do that.
You have to get yourself out there.
And after all, you do that, and you did this, and that, and this. Does it mean you're gonna succeed that's too? My point?
Yeah, talent can only take you so much.
Exactly.
So far, yeah.
So, and you're 30 years old.
Yeah, I'm getting to 30. Yeah.
So you have time, that's, but time
yeah. Look, it's running out. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I don't want to stress you, but
no.
Because
I'm aware because there's like in Toronto, a lot of my friends are like 22, 23.
They're gonna have kids.
They're already really funny, and they're young. They're 7 years younger than me, so it's like they have a.
So if you know that, why you still doing? Did you make a resolution for 2020?
Yeah, I'm gonna go out do comedy way more.
This is the resolution.
Yeah, 100%, and like not like to push myself to go out more, even if I'm not feeling it. You know, like. Or if I'm tired, I work 5 to 6 days a week. I should still go out show face.
So let's talk about like you work every day the same day, or it's always different.
It's different. It could be you could be during the day, or you could be during night.
Like, when you know it's the day, do you have time to book?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I try to go out. If I work during the day, I'll try to go out.
So where you go when in Toronto?
So
Comedy's Corner.
I've done the. I mean,
Comedy
the corners.
Bar? Comedy's Bar.
Yeah, Comedy Bar is like pretty big with Humber too because. They had like a Monday show there that we'd like, it was booked for Humber students.
So you did the Tuesday Yuck Yucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Tuesday at Yuck Yucks, I would do the Monday at Comedy Bar. Like it's a sketch show, but you can still do stand up if they were looking for people. And you can host the show too, which is like you do stand up.
Yeah.
So whenever and being an alumni, I'm done the school now. I can still go back and do it if they want. I just have to email them, hey, can I get a spot? And they'll be like, yeah, come on down this Tuesday or Monday.
So when you moved to Toronto, did you feel alone?
A bit, but not really, because a lot of people kind of like, because what happened was I was working a job here in Montreal that I really didn't like, but I was making good money, and so I was happy with the money, but then I realized like I hate the work that I'm doing, and I started like doing stand-up again, because I started like... Because I officially started, I guess, when I was 26 years
old.
Let's
go there.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago?
4 years ago. Just coming up to four.
4 years ago your killer joke? Wow.
Yeah, like I started writing jokes when I was like 18, 19 years old.
Okay.
And I just kind of kept them in a book. I never really tried it. And I was like scared to go up on stage. Like I would go to the open mics at like the Comedy Nest and like all over, and I would just watch.
Yes.
Just to see what it was like. And then I would watch it, and then eventually I was like, I think I can do this. Like, I can do this. But there was still kind of like a reservation inside.
Exactly.
Me.
You dissect.
Yeah, yeah.
I did the same thing, and I was a pro in French, and I did that, and
yeah,
I did
by
the respect of the art form, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So you went there, you chill, take a beer, watch people, like, try to make friends.
Yeah, I would watch, I would listen. And then I had a friend, my friend from like elementary school, he's a comedian also in Montreal, Peter Macaro.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to run like the McLean's Open Mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Peter, he's like the bar, he was the bartender.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, shout out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Always give me a see the bullet place.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sad, it's dead.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
Sunday, though, this place was for me was...
I would go there a lot, yeah, yeah.
I was there every Sunday. My McLean Pub was everything, everything start.
Yeah, yeah.
So me, you know, it was not a V1 version. It was not like... The third time I do this number, it was not the first time too.
You would try out.
I have an idea.
Yeah, yeah. Work
okay?
it out on stage.
And I go there and I bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
And I record myself or I remember and I say, okay, this. Yeah. The second time I go to Mickey Benz, and with you know, the pain of McLean.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Tuesday exactly. Grumpy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Wednesday I have some laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe at open mic, like Wednesday, which Wednesday was the Grenouille.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Outside at the time, remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know what I mean? I walk like that.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. And see, it's why I said I bombed the week and I killed the weekend.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, smart.
You know what I mean? So you go there all the time at the Nest?
I would go there like maybe like once every
not
two
the
weeks.
Works?
Not back in the day, no.
Okay.
I only started going to the works because Pete actually started working at the works as a bartender. And he'd be like, oh, there's a show on, come meet me and then we'll go hang out after. So I would go, I'd watch the comedy show and then I'd hang out with him after.
So,
and then I got through that, I got to know Sid and stuff. So I started talking to Sid.
Oh, yeah. So tell me your first show ever.
First show ever was at the Comedy Next.
Wow.
Yeah. It was an open mic.
Remember?
I thought I was hilarious.
No, man. Before we go that, you signed up?
Yeah, I emailed or I called or something.
How did
you
sleep?
The
day before you go there?
I slept well, but before, like the whole day, I practiced my set.
Okay.
I would like walk around the house.
Did you feel vomit
word by word?
Sometime?
Like a bit. Like just honestly, the worst part is just before you go on stage.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but once I'm on stage, it's like, it was
okay,
fun.
Okay, let's go there. So you arrived at the club.
Yeah.
Remember where you were in the lineup?
Can't remember. Maybe like second or
third.
Maybe.
You know my point?
Yeah, you don't
remember?
No, I don't remember.
You're supposed to remember.
I should, yeah.
It's like, what color your girlfriend have when you have first time sex?
Yeah.
I don't remember the color.
Yeah.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Anyway, my point is, this is the reason why you exist.
Yeah.
People don't understand first time is the creation.
Yeah.
It's the reason, because it's the tough part, the first time to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To jump.
100%.
So for you, the stress, it's not the day, it's not on stage, it's when they say your name?
Right before.
Are you ready for the next act?
I remember I was standing off stage and my hands were like this. And by the time I got on stage, I couldn't feel my hands. I lost feeling. So I tried to grab the mic. I couldn't even.
And you don't remember who was there? Do you remember the host?
I think you were there actually.
Really?
I think it was one of the first times you were trying
comedy
in English.
So it's 2012.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly.
My first show ever was at the Nest.
That's it. I think it was like your first time because I remember you so vividly from back in the day, like when I first tried.
I thought you knew me just because of the podcast.
No, I knew you before that. Like, I've seen you, like, I used to see you like at the Nest when I would go to see the open mics, and then I think you were on the same night that I was on, and I was like, this guy's hilarious. This guy's gonna kill.
Mila. I have to drink two paint.
Oh, before you go up?
Yeah. And you say, you do comedy? No, it was like I never did comedy before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
It was like, it's another world, it's another muscle.
Oh,
I don't speak English.
That's it. Yeah.
I learn English at the same time I went on
find,
stage.
Like the words that are funny.
Exactly.
Like the translation, yeah.
And so I sit, take a beer, see, calm down. It's only 5 minutes, but it's never 5 minutes.
No.
5 minutes on stage, it's like 30 minutes.
That's it, yeah. You can lose track for sure.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
Especially if you're not aware of, like, the light rules.
Yes,
I
was not aware of the light rule.
Yeah.
The red light, because in French, we don't have that.
No.
Now, We have two comedy club.
Yeah.
They use the same process.
Yeah.
But me at that time, I said at that time, it's 4 years ago, we don't have a comedy club. That's so think it, about yeah. that. Oh, we are,
yeah.
We are a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the host was who was the host?
I think it was Jeff Solomon.
Okay, shout out to Jeff Solomon.
I remember that.
Did the Tonight Show?
Yeah.
Think
remember,
about that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember that.
Is it amazing or what? Did you see her show?
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
When you saw somebody have a, she was an attorney.
Yeah,
She make money.
That's it.
People respect her.
Uh-huh.
She quit.
Yeah.
She focused on 100%.
Yeah.
She moved to New York.
Yeah.
Wow, the rest is history.
100%.
The Tonight Show.
Yeah,
no matter if you like her set or not,
yeah.
No matter if you think you should be there and not her, okay?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter. She got there.
Yeah. She did not go there because she's cute.
No.
It's because she knows somebody.
No.
It's because she worked her ass off.
100%.
And in life, you need work ethic, timing, luck, everything.
Yeah, it's a formula. For
exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
So I have goosebumps, man. When I saw, I said, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I felt like I was there because, you know.
Yeah, when you see someone, you know.
When
you're like,
you see comedian there, you don't judge them. You said they deserve it. But because you work with.
Yeah.
You try to justify if she deserve it or not.
Yeah.
And I was like, bravo. Jess, bravo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fun when people, somebody succeed. Why so jealous, so possessive, so egocentric?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get it because, like, I don't understand people's mentality because there's enough room for all of
you
us.
You should
to succeed.
Take example of her.
100%.
Because she made her own road.
Yeah.
Like you have your own road, my own journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because.
Yeah.
No, if you start to do that, you're going to die inside.
Yeah.
The jealousy is going to kill you fast like that.
And also, there's enough room for all of us to succeed.
Yeah.
It's not like, you get to come and you don't. It's if you work hard and you're talented, it's going
to... Yeah, and you know what? Like, is it your dream to do the Tonight Show?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we said no, so take example of her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
so
right.
So just...
But it's also different than it used to be, the Tonight Show, right? Like... Letterman, like getting on Letterman, that was huge. Now I don't think
This is because of social media.
That's it. But I also think though it's not as big of a deal as it used to be. Like
it's because of social media.
Like getting on Letterman, that was
star.
Huge. Yeah, that was huge.
You're a star.
But now getting on like Colbert, I don't think it's like. I think Conan is the one like that.
No, mate, I
get on.
Yeah, but you said that like. It's not important anymore.
No, it's still important for some.
But
it's not. I don't think it's as. Because of like the, like I don't think if I think if you tell people you're on Cobra, it's a big deal for sure.
I think the what you want to say is in the past.
Yeah.
If you kill at just for laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
If you kill at the your career is
that's it. Yeah.
Now, no matter, like you said, Tonight Show doesn't guarantee a future.
Yeah.
But the main goal.
But also,
the main goal is still tough.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think it has anything to do with the goal. I think it's more the figure, like because Letterman meant something like huge. Like Letterman is like one of the greatest for sure. If it's not him, it's Carson.
Yeah.
And Carson before him, like that was really big.
Yeah.
Like, every single stand-up comedian you can hear them talk about.
Yeah, because
wanting to get on getting on Carson was like the biggest turn. Like. Change of their career.
But you have to remember this guy, two straight guy.
Yeah.
Who hosted the Tonight Show?
Right now it's Colbert.
No, Tonight Show.
Oh, Tonight Show, it's Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon,
he's
a funny guy.
Yeah.
He do funny stuff all the show.
Yeah.
So when the comedian arrived, it's weird now.
Yeah, true.
Before it was straight, serious, and now the comedian. So now it's another world. And another thing, like I said, I'm going to repeat, social media.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a superstar not to have a big follower fan and succeed. That is different. Look, nobody care about the Grammys, the Golden Globe, the Oscar anymore.
No.
Because who cares about who's you got? We changed, the mentality changed. Yeah. You know, Weinstein, the mentality of Weinstein, when they try to abuse everybody
to
get a spot to do a role, everything changed, everything start to talk. You know, the movement Me Too?
Everybody
start to say, you know what, I don't need you. I'm going to take another 5 years, do it by myself, then get exploited.
Yeah.
You know, so my point is, a lot of people, like PewDiePie, you know PewDiePie?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know PewDiePie.
Yeah.
100 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
A lot of people still don't know him.
Yeah.
But he live well, trust me.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
My point is, when The Tonight Show is on YouTube anymore, you know that nobody watch The Tonight Show anymore the regular TV.
That's true.
It's not like, because at that time, look, it's the television or nothing.
Yeah.
You open,
that's true.
This is what we offer, you shut up. Yeah. Now,
we can watch
anything we want.
Without a TV.
Yeah, did you rewatch The Tonight Show?
Today or
in life? Yeah, in general?
I don't really watch it, to be honest.
Go watch this.
Yeah.
It's ça s'écoute pas. Comment on dit ça?
It doesn't catch on.
No,
like,
it's an info pub.
Yeah.
Why you have guests if you have 3 minutes?
Yeah.
And they have to punch when... Can you just talk like we talk? You know what
I mean? Yeah,
this is why Joe Rogan succeeded. This is why I decided to start a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, because no matter where the future... The success was in the past, doesn't mean you can't succeed anymore. Now, you can have your own fan base and succeed. 100%. Because you have to understand that
you just
goal
have an Instagram page or something.
The main goal is to pay your rent.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Would you like to get paid enough to stop working at the movie theater and focus on your talent and pay your rent with comedy? Think about this.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So no matter, still The Tonight Show is the dream.
Yeah.
That will not pay your rent.
No, that's it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And if it was real, you want to do The Tonight Show, trust me.
I don't know if I'd want to do it. I don't know if
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tonight Show,
and
work in a movie theater.
Yeah, doesn't fit. Yeah.
Nah, yes. See, you don't.
It's not a formula.
You know,
it's not a formula for success.
You know what I mean? I don't.
No, but I get it.
I don't want to. Je veux pas te faire la morale.
No. You don't want to seem like the moral high ground type thing.
I don't want to.
You sound like my mother. My mother just said the exact same thing.
No, but because there's so many people bullshit.
100%. Yeah.
Everybody bullshit. He said, "I want to do The Tonight Show." Yeah.
Yeah. This is no BS with us.
You want to do The Tonight Show? Yes. So why you work 40 hours at the and the movie theater and sometimes do spots?
Yeah.
Tic-tac.
Yeah,
hey, it's another game, though.
That's it, yeah.
Do The Tonight Show. Oof. You think you know?
Yeah.
Listen, I would love take you behind the sheet, and it's your turn, you will shit in your face. You will say, no. Okay, you know what?
Can I have
500 spots somewhere before? And I come back? You say, it's too late, man.
You
pretend you're ready, you're not ready.
That's it.
You never ready.
No,
it's too big. And I know people discredit the fact that it's not the whole Tonight Show, it's not Letterman, but
it's
more difficult.
Yeah, it's still network television, millions of viewers, everyone's tuning in,
But the impact at the end is not the same.
No.
You know what I mean? This I understand.
Yeah.
Because now, everybody watch anything they want. Nobody wants to get forced to watch something, you know? Now, me, I don't watch, you know, I think the last time I watched news, it's because people talk about Trump.
Yeah.
I said I don't care. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
I don't watch news.
Yeah.
I don't watch sport anymore.
No.
Like I watch the highlight.
Yeah.
But I don't have time to watch sport. Okay. It's a waste of time. Like millionaire people that see complain because they did not give me the passing.
Sure,
I don't care anymore. No, who care about you winning Stanley Cup? Think about that, look.
Yeah.
Everything changed. You know what I mean? Now you have the choice to do everything by yourself.
Yeah.
So where's your funny video?
It's on YouTube.
Good.
I have a tape.
I'm proud.
And I've been submitting it to like festivals and stuff.
You know what I mean?
You need to have a tape.
If you come here,
yeah.
We were gonna talk about real shit because you're amazing.
Thank you.
And I think you don't know.
Oh.
And it's normal because nobody tell you. When is the last time somebody said you're funny?
I mean, like today. I mean, my mom.
My mom and my dad,
they said, good luck on the podcast.
Somebody in the industry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, probably you, I think, was the last person, yeah.
You know, yeah. Why don't nobody say you're good?
Because they're so like wrapped up in themselves and worried about themselves.
Yes, that and they're if they complain,
if they say you're funny,
it's like I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
No, think big.
And also, it happens a lot too. Like, you'll come off stage after a bad set, and they'll be like, "Hey, good set," and it's just because they like want to say something.
Whoa, buddy! You know what? I drink so much coffee. Yeah. I said, you know, I'm gonna take chamomile like you.
Oh, thank
you. A small tea. Yeah. Merci beaucoup. Merci. Look at that. Always, right? So lucky to have a service at Peroni.
Yeah, yeah.
Merci beaucoup. Hein? Did you play here?
Yes, I have. Yeah, yeah. I bought.
You bought? Hey, come on. Make some noise for you.
Thank you.
No BS with SB,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I think I did under time.
And you know why I laugh?
Yeah.
It's not because I laugh because you bum.
No, I don't care.
I laugh because you're honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is why I do a podcast because, oh, it's really good. Because it's not the best place to bomb, by the way.
No.
It's weird. Did you bomb with the material I saw?
I think I was like, I was doing old material that I hadn't done in a while. So okay. It was kind of not fresh in my mind.
You arrived not prepared.
I was prepared. I had the set list, but it was jokes that I hadn't done in a while that I wanted to do.
Exactly my point. You came not prepared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
And then I went way under time and I said thank you. And then it took like 5 to 10 seconds for the host to come, or for Amr to come back.
So it was the open mic.
It was the Wednesday here, yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought it was the weekend.
No.
Okay, I was there.
You were there, yeah.
I was there, I said good job.
Yeah, yeah, but you lied.
You know why I said good job?
Yeah.
Because you try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was not sarcastic at the time.
No, yeah, yeah.
I said good job because you have to respect people who go on stage no matter if they're funny or not.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's just to get up on stage, it's like, that's why, like, when I started, like, the biggest obstacle was just getting up on stage. Like, I think I was ready to go, but it was just a fear inside me of, like,
oh, yeah,
going up on stage.
Who are you
to
go on stage? Why you should be more funny than Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Joe Rogan?
I'll never compare myself to those guys.
My point is, why you think you're funny?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
if we have so many good comics, and
yeah,
you think you belong there.
Yeah.
In, you know, inside you.
Yeah, yeah. I do now. Like, back then, I didn't, for sure.
It's normal because no book. You can read all the book, all the video, the documentary. You know where you're gonna learn who you are? On stage.
Yeah, 100%.
No matter.
That's where a lot of my writing comes from, is like, I just come up with an idea and I work it out on stage. Like, I don't really sit down and write. I'll come up with an idea and I'll try it out on stage. I'm like, okay, that worked, that didn't. Okay, work on that. And then I try it out, and then eventually it turns into the cocaine joke.
Exactly. Yeah. So, why you need so much attention? Is it because you have received so much love? Because I felt your parents encourage you a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe too much.
Not too much.
They
used to be hard on me. Like, I think it was. They used to be a lot harder on me. Now that they've seen me do stand up and they know that I'm funny.
Oh, because they want to protect you in the shitty world.
No. It was like the back in the day. It was more that they were worried, like. They didn't want me dropping what I was doing, like work and stuff, to pursue
a weird project.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's how I actually got into Humber. Is why I went to Humber, is because I wanted to quit my job and pursue comedy full time and start doing it, focusing. But then they were like, "There's no way you're quitting your job. Like, you're making $45,000 a year. You don't quit your job."
Yeah, exactly.
And then I found the Humber program, and I was like, well, I don't have to, I could quit my job, but I'm like, and my parents are both teachers.
Oh.
So it's like, I was like, hey, there's a program where I could learn to do it,
oh,
and I'm in school, and they're like, yeah, go do that.
Why you have to convince them? You're an adult.
I think they were worried that they...
You lived there?
Yeah, I lived with them at the time.
You eat our shit, you're gonna listen what I...
Exactly.
Wait a minute, I'm an adult.
Paying rent or anything.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah.
And you make $45,000?
Yeah, I have so much money. Yeah,
hey, man, you're rich.
It was gone when I went to Toronto. Like, within like the first 6 months, it was all gone.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's the best thing you did in your life to jump in the world of comedy, or you have some remorse? Like, I was happy, what, 45,000 now? Because you know the struggle, you know?
Yeah, the thing was that I enjoyed having the 45,000, but everything else I didn't enjoy. Exactly. It was just the money. And
because
like,
you're lazy. Now
I'm
you're
a lazy. Yeah, exactly.
But so, not in the bad...
I'm a lazy and I'm procrastinate. Yeah.
But you know, sometimes my girlfriend, she arrived at home. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching like a breaks card on YouTube. Like, you know, guys open the hobby box of baseball card.
Yeah.
And she's like, you do nothing. No, you don't understand. I do something. And she said, what? You watch something? Not important. No. When I watch this, I think about my job, my joke, my comedy. It's a complex job.
Yeah.
You know, because she would love to saw me sit like that with a... You know, the old school, what do I do? I'm working a romance, a beautiful science fiction movie. You know what I mean? It's not like that.
No.
It's air.
Yeah.
So sometimes I need to watch something who's going to relax me.
Yeah, that motivate your mind.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's a tough job because when I said you're lazy, it's because
you're
not lazy. Look.
No, but
my point is, like I said before in the past, to do 9-to-4 job, it's the same for me to do a 10 on stage.
That's it.
It's the same stress, 100%. But more concentrated, look.
Yeah.
Because you think about that all day long, look.
Yeah,
and if you bomb, you're fucked. So, but people don't understand that until they try.
Yeah.
I don't have to convince everybody, but my girlfriend understand that when I'm watching cards or a movie or, it's because I'm working.
Yeah.
I don't sit front of a white page, just to pretend I'm working.
Yeah. You don't need to sit at a desk.
Exactly. I'm my own boss. I know that if I do nothing, nobody's gonna call me.
That's it.
Don't give up, bother.
Yeah.
You're good.
You have to self motivate.
No matter where you are in life and you this job. If you don't do nothing, nothing's gonna happen. Everything starts with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So because. You went on stage.
Yeah.
Did you feel well when you were on stage?
I felt great.
Right away.
I felt nervous a bit.
Yeah, it's all right. The butterfly.
But as soon as I got that first laugh, I was like, "Wow, this is the best feeling I've ever."
So when did you have the first laugh? Right away.
Not right away. I don't think the first joke landed very well. I think my second joke landed pretty well. And I also had friends that came. Because obviously, I remember back in the day of the Comedy Nest, the only way that you would get on is you had to be like, hey, I'm going to bring 5 to 10 people.
Yeah. You should have to have a spot. But this is weird, this situation.
Yeah.
In French, we don't do that.
No.
It's not my responsibility to bring people.
No.
And I will not bring people to show how I suck. You know what I mean? My job, it's already to bomb free.
Yeah.
Okay? So find the people for me.
Please.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? It's 100%. Weird, though.
Yeah.
But so you feel, the first laugh.
Yeah. It's like the best feeling I've ever had.
You saw the drug arrive.
Yeah. It's like the best high.
If we watch together.
Yeah.
You're set.
Yeah, I have.
Can we see the laugh?
I don't have.
Oh, the laugh was in your head. you know what I mean.
I can't remember. Yeah, to be honest, I don't have my first ever set.
Okay.
A video of it, but I have my second ever set video, and it's about the same thing. Like,
so you get out of the stage. Did you respect the time?
Yeah.
Did you see the red light? Everything.
Yeah, I respect.
When you get out of the stage, who arrived to say, "Great job, bravo"?
I had two friends that were there.
No, in the comedy.
I don't think anybody said anything to me. No. Because the funny story about that is the second time I did it, or the third time I did it, I went up on stage and I took the mic out of the mic stand and I left it in front of me the whole set.
Oh, no.
And I did the set. I thought I was hilarious. It was my second ever set ever.
At the Nest?
Yeah, at the Nest. I walk off stage and there was a comedian. I can't remember who it was, but he was like a more veteran comedian. And he, like, as I was walking through the crowd, he, like, stuck out his hand like this. And I thought he was saying, like, good job, buddy, great set. And I gave him a high five. I was like, thank you so much. And then he was like, whoa, like, I'm just telling you, like, you left the mic stand in front of you the whole time. Next time, bring it in back of you. And that was, like, the first time, like, I had, like, a... And I was like, wait, maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was.
No, everybody did.
Yeah.
And now,
yeah.
Do you think you're good now?
Yeah, I think I'm better than I definitely was. So yeah.
If in 2 years, you rewatch what you said, you're gonna say, "Ah, I was not good."
Oh no, I've watched those videos. Like I've
you
watched.
Know what I mean? We yeah, yeah. Every time you evaluate, everything's like, ugh, you know what I mean?
Even when I watched my like first, I would record all my Humber sets on the Tuesday nights. I was like one of the more like experienced people at Humber because I did it before I went to Humber. And so everyone was kind of like, oh, he's like really like, he's a guy. And like, I watched my old sets and I'm like, I'm awful. Like I was awful back then. And like, I've gotten so much better for sure. It just, honestly, it's just the reps, like doing it more and more and more.
Yeah.
But at first I was like, oh, I'm a killer. I'm great. And then I was like, I watched those videos now and I'm like, wow, like, how did I think I was good? Like, that's like...
Ah, because it's a long process.
Oh, yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
And I think it's the way to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
About I bomb, but I did well.
Yeah, yeah.
But you bomb.
Yeah, 100%. Every single time.
Yeah, yeah. New people,
yeah.
They bomb, they ask me.
Yeah.
I said, but you bomb, man.
Yeah, you bomb.
I said, no,
yeah.
I did not. They, why? I don't ask me.
Yeah, yeah, don't.
And
yeah,
they're pissed
yeah.
off.
I asked for you.
And they go, and yeah. they 3 months later, they come back, I'm sorry, man. I saw the video. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's because it's the only art form, like, you have to find who you are on stage.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And it's a big process. You have to be funny, but you have to roll joke.
Yeah.
You need to work ethic. You need
timing.
You need to find spots.
Yeah.
You need goals, small, medium, big goal, because nobody care about that.
That's it, yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So so what is your goal in 2020?
2020 is to do at least like 5 sets a week.
Wow.
Every single,
okay.
Yeah, every single week. And kind of just like try to make a name for myself in Toronto, like, be a recognizable name.
You have difficulty to present yourself in open mic with a booker?
Not really. I mean, like, I know a lot of people who run the shows, and I know, like, every mic you go to in Toronto, it's always usually the same comics.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes, like, it's so, like, discouraging and disheartening to go do a set for a zero audience, and it's just a bunch of comedians that are waiting to get on.
Yeah.
And none of them say anything, none of them laugh.
Yeah.
Because they're just worried about their set.
Yes.
So it's like, you're kind of like, well, I'm trying new jokes. Are these good or are they bad?
Yeah.
And you don't know because no one's getting a reaction.
Yeah, but at the same time, you forgot the most important thing. And a lot of people, when they start, they want to be funny right away, and they stop.
Yeah.
Because the main goal it's not to be funny.
No.
Okay?
No.
Trust me, the main goal it's to be comfortable on stage.
Oh,
after be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I always said do 500 show, be comfortable, find who you are, understand that go on stage it's another world.
Yeah.
Talk on the phone is another on the mic is another phone. Have a spot is another world.
Yeah.
Play when you play front empty chair and comic in the back judging you, you're gonna be a killer.
Yeah.
Because if you think it's tough, good luck in the corporate.
That's true.
When 500 people don't care about you, you get paid well, but nobody cares. You're gonna the ego, you can't shit on people because it's another world. You can't be vulgar and they pay you well.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's always tough. So if you cheat, you guess, oh, I know you want to be funny right away.
Yeah.
Me too. Though. When
but
I
also,
start, I want to be funny right away. You know how many times I quit?
Yeah.
Because I was not funny, tabarnak. It's not a magic pill. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It all comes in a certain time too, like.
It's no magic,
no
secret path.
No.
Times like the gym. Why I don't have abs? Let's see. Like you said, do you go to the gym? No. Voilà.
Well, that's why. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Well,
but people think it's funny natural.
No.
All the best comic in the world was not funny when they start. It's like that.
Yeah.
It's the job. It's the muscle. Look, I make my friend laugh.
And if they are, funny right off the bat, it's those 1% like. Prodigy guys that are
But at the end,
like
Dave Chappelle. Yeah, Dave Chappelle have to work too.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Dave Chappelle,
he was at the clubs like every single
Dave
day.
Dave Chappelle is a monster, and he's still bombing in open mic.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He know that it's the path. To bring another hour.
Yeah.
You know?
Just imagine killing at 14 years old, like your first time.
I know.
That's
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah,
I understand
yeah.
that. But it's not a racist
marathon. No, that's yeah.
But you look.
That's another thing too. Is that like through like my first 4 years of doing it full time kind of thing is that I realize you can't be jumping levels.
No,
you got to be where you are, when you are. And you gotta like listen to like advice that other comics give you for sure, 100%. Like, but like bombing, like bomb. Like that's like if any new comics come in and talk to me, I'll be like, just bomb. Like, bomb and you'll figure it out. Like that's how.
But when I saw you though, with your number about cooking, though, you listen.
That took me a long time to write.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you can't do it.
No. Yeah.
You know, and you know what? It's tough. So rewrite another calorie.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what? And you need you need 6-10 minutes to do an hour.
So
are you aware of that? Yeah, or are you gonna do like a lot of comic surfing on the calorie 10?
All your
life because you too much care to rebomb with you.
Yeah,
you
know what that's I mean? That's why I bomb. Like when I bomb, it's because I'm sick of doing my old material that I've been doing that I know works.
Yeah,
I'm just like I need to try something new just for me kind of thing. And then that's when I'll bomb most of the time is when I'm trying something that's really like literally just an idea that I had and I'm like, okay, this is my first go at it. Here we go.
Yeah.
And let's see what's funny and what's not. Usually most of the time, like 2/3 of it isn't funny and I have to restructure it again.
So, but how many times you said to yourself, I'm going to quit?
I only did it, I've done it a couple times in the last four, like maybe once or twice, maybe like 2 years ago. It was just like a heart, like I just kind of stopped doing it for a bit and I was like, I don't want to do it anymore. But then I did it again, and then like I did one set, and I was like, "Wow, I missed you, baby. Yes. Come back."
But when you bum here, how did you feel?
I felt alright. I mean, like, why? Because I knew that it was just a matter of circumstances that why I bombed. I knew I was better than the bomb, and it was my fault. Like you said, I wasn't prepared.
I mean, this is strong what you said.
Yeah.
You find something here to protect yourself in case you bomb.
Yeah.
So you find a balance about. If you do well, you're happy, but you don't have the big end. If you bomb, you know why you bomb.
Yeah.
But this is the experience. This is time because you said 4 years full time.
I would say 2006.
2016.
Sorry.
So 4 years. Yeah. How many show a year?
So the first year was about. I don't know, because I did, the second year I went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and I did 50 sets in a month.
There. Wow!
Yeah, there, that was like the best experience I had, because that was like, I came back and I was so sharp after that.
Imagine if you did 50 sets a month,
every month. Yeah, exactly, that's what kind of got me in the mentality of like, I should start working harder.
I would love to do 50 sets, but Montreal is small, you know?
That's it, yeah.
But Toronto, I moved to Toronto 2 years. Everybody go there. You gotta do a lot of show and you have to find the
you have to find the good shows.
A lot of click.
Yeah, and you have to
a lot of pot room.
Yeah, a lot of like, hey, I have a show. I'll put you on my show. You put me on yours.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So the 2 years. The last time you wanna quit.
I don't wanna quit. Like it comes up maybe like. Just like of maybe a thought of like, hey, I miss money, so like go get a serious job instead of this Cineplex job. But then I'd be like, well, then I can't do comedy, and I'm just like, I don't.
Because if you're a dentist or an attorney or something like a big job, I will understand. But you can find the same amount of money.
Yeah.
And don't talk about tips though
at Cineplex.
Come on. And it's like fast look.
Because
the movie starts in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You have to go fast. Nobody respect
you
know what I mean?
Yeah, it's bad.
Because it's not the restaurant look.
It's a new concept.
How many times you get tip in general?
Like a lot. Yeah, pretty good amount. Like sometimes though you get like big like
you have nothing.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like a $90 bill and you get a zero tip.
Imagine.
Yeah. And you're just like thank you.
So if you go work at Chicora breakfast place.
That's true,
waiter.
Yeah.
You're gonna make more tip.
100%.
And after that you have all your day to you make a nap.
Yeah.
And you go work at your company because you have to understand something though. if I can do something a little bit, yeah. I don't want to be pretentious, it's not my, if I can just squeeze you a little bit inside, you know why I do that? Because I love you and I think you deserve, you belong in comedy.
Yeah.
If I can do just something like that
tweaking,
to just make you pissed off, like, why he did that? I work, ST. No, ST, you're supposed to work with armor.
I'm aware, like, that's...
You're, yeah, you're aware, but not enough
to say... I need to kick in the ass.
To switch something.
I need to kick
myself.
Listen,
I know... Movie theater, it's fun. Like I said, popcorn, chill. Yes, it's easy.
It's not that fun as a 30-year-old, though. I'm working with a bunch of 20-year-olds.
Exactly. You're past you, buddy.
Yeah,
why? Fine. Work in a restaurant, in a kitchen, or because the best place for you to make money, work the day, and after that, every night, work, because you know what? You're going to wake up at 40, you know?
Yeah.
I said, fuck, what I did.
What I missed out,
You know? It's
100%, yeah.
And it's more you take age, more it's tough comedy. You know why? Because you're less cocky, you're less innocent.
Yeah.
So you,
and there's people younger than you coming
people
out.
Start to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
He's still in comedy, because your mother, father, love you.
Yeah, yeah.
Unconditional love, but at the same time they always said, so how goes your comedy project? Always, you know, they can understand it's something, you know, for
it's
you
a personal thing for sure,
and they don't understand the hard work, and they don't understand because a lot of people don't understand, like, when you're a comedian, the worst enemy is yourself, and when you struggle, when you want to fight, you want to be good, it's always, nobody push you.
Nobody
said, let's go on stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody says, you're going to call the guy, you're going to go there, and nobody likes to bomb. And when you start to bomb often because you practice, it's the process.
Yeah.
But when you arrive in a new town and you bomb, nobody is going to call you back. So you have to bomb often. But they have to know you're good. But sometimes you have to bomb because they're just, you know what I mean?
100%.
And you're a shy guy.
You're not.
Are you a guy who arrives somewhere and say right away, my name is...
I'm more of it now. As I got older, I grew out of my shyness, I think. Like, I used to not like socializing with people. Like, even at McLean's, when I would go to the open mic, I would just sit there and not talk to the other comedians.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pretend I have the truth. Okay, so it's the discussion between two coming in. But my point is, nobody in your life is going to say what I just said to you.
No, that's right.
About do something, man.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants you to succeed.
That's right, yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Okay, in general, nobody encourages the other.
Yeah.
Because they want to succeed before
it's
you.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
But me, I know that if you succeed, doesn't change anything for me.
No.
And the only thing I'm happy is I'm happy for you, I'm proud for you, and I'm your friend, and I remember, and you're going to remember, oh, this guy always encouraged you, you know?
Yeah.
You have too much talent, okay?
Thank you.
To go home and continue to work in a night.
Yeah.
And not doing comedy.
Yeah.
Too much talent.
That's it.
Trust me, look, I saw better comic than you, far than you.
Yeah.
Headlining.
Yeah.
And they quit.
Yeah.
Because the brain or the entourage convince that you're funny, but you have kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so easy.
But every time I saw a good comic struggling and hustling for 7 years and quit when you did the worst part. The worst part is a five, six. My 8th year, though. Imagine if I would quit.
Yeah.
I want to quit every day, by the way, because it's tough.
Yeah.
But I will never quit because I work so hard.
Yeah, you'd have to restart.
You think I'm gonna release all that pain and...
Because if you quit, then you have to, and if you chose to come back, you have to start from there.
Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah.
I saw you. You know why? You know why you're here? Because you did not kill front of people.
No, yeah.
You killed front of 20 comic.
Yeah.
20 comic.
Yeah.
No comic laugh.
No, that's
like you said, they are in the head. Or,
oh, I'm going up next. I'm going on next.
Yeah, or this guy is funny. Well, I will not encourage him, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you remember that night? We sit beside
him. Yeah,
yeah, everybody laughed. Everybody was like, oh my God, you're funny. Yeah. The energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I took bullet too that night too. I was worried.
Exactly.
Went first, yeah, yeah.
Bullet,
yeah.
Killing.
Yeah.
And an open mic front of 20 comics.
Yeah, and a tight
room.
Hello. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you understand? 100%. When I don't bullshit you?
Yeah.
I'm not gay.
No.
And I don't want your success or anything about what you are. I just want you to understand
thank
my point.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Okay? I hope.
It's good advice.
You're
gonna
block here when my
yeah, it's not gonna go in.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Take time to digest that because
100%.
Because maybe you're comfortable
yeah.
with what you have. And it's good too,
huh? That's it, yeah.
I love smell popcorn, have shitty tip. And pretend I'm a comedian because it's tough. Huh?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
have a lot of friends.
I even have tough.
A lot of friends say I'm a comedian. No, you're not. You
that's
pretend.
It.
You pretend to be
I
a
have
comedian.
A tough time saying
it's
that.
Fun for you to go on stage one time a week and pretend I'm a comedian. You're not.
No, yeah.
Okay, you're a poser.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You have a snowboard of $2,000 like that in the mountain, but you never get down. You know,
no,
because
yeah, yeah.
I see I can't do snowboard.
I can't do.
You know,
yeah.
but look at that.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
my picture
yeah.
with my mic.
Yeah.
My comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I feel weird about that. It's funny that you bring that up because sometimes when people are like, what do? I struggle to tell them that I'm a comedian because I know that I'm not working hard enough.
No, I know, but it's not bad if you like what you are. It's all right. I don't judge you about if you like where you are. I know
yeah.
you're not.
No, no,
it's
no.
why I tell
that's
you that
it, yeah,
because
yeah.
I will not tell you something
yeah.
you enjoy in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know,
my
yeah.
point is to understand that if you're happy with everybody have his goal, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Some people want to be Miss Quebec City.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people want to be Miss Canada.
Yeah, some people Miss World.
Exactly.
Universe.
Depends what is your goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I saw the documentary of Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart, look, he could stop like that. Look.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's still not happy.
He works hard.
He
yeah,
wants
yeah.
more, and he wants more, and he wants more. And I was like, why, you see?
Yeah, just because he grew up.
You achieve the platform.
He worked so hard to get there that he
yeah,
was
he's
like,
scared. Like, yeah, but he forgot like he succeed.
Yeah.
I don't think he know he succeed because he's so aware to in case what? In case we remember Jay Leno every time and every documentary in the past he said all the money at the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I put on the side. I just live. With my comedy,
oh, nice.
in case they kick me out,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld said, "Come on,
yeah, yeah.
kick you out. You have a garage of 50.
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
so
the scare of the sufferings, the pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah, yeah.
And then you're lucky. I drink just a tea and not a coffee. About it, so I will be more pumped. I hate when I saw a guy with talent to see. Chill in a movie theater, tabarnak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Thank you, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you. It's what I needed.
Sorry if it's...
No, I needed it. It's not preachy, don't worry.
I mean, I like you, man.
Yeah, thank you, yeah, yeah.
It's why I do a podcast.
That's why I
will never do... I do a podcast because I care.
Yeah.
And we it's important to understand that we have to help each other
100%.
In the different way.
Yeah.
Me, I can show you comedy. It's,
no,
it,
yeah.
You have to do
have
it.
To do
but
it,
I
yeah.
can encourage you.
100%.
And this is forever, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
This is forever.
Yeah.
So let's go talk about your next goal, okay? You want to be, you want to do more show.
Yeah.
You realize that you did 50 show in 1 month. You realize the sharpness, huh?
Yeah.
It's because when you go on stage all the time, you realize that, oh, I'm not nervous anymore.
That's,
oh,
yeah.
I'm right away ST on time.
So
oh,
crazy.
I don't think about my number.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I can react.
It was so second nature.
With
yeah,
the
yeah,
crowd.
Yeah, yeah. I knew
oh,
my set so well.
I can make a pause because I know my stuff so by heart, I can go in the crowd.
Yeah, and
if it's done, I can go back, you know?
Yeah, that's it. And you could shift gears because you know it so well. You're like, oh, I'm going to interact with the audience. Yeah, like you said, like go into the crowd or... I'm gonna try maybe a new tag and like just switching gears while you're in the middle of your set, which is like, it's such a great power to have that as a comedian. I
yeah.
find like to have that ability to do that.
And you're so confident on stage,
yeah? Yeah. Now I am, yeah, 100%.
It's like relax, see. I mean,
I'm
sure you're pissing your pants inside,
no,
but
no, not even
not at the small open mic when
no,
I saw you.
I have so much fun now,
okay.
like going up on. It's like it used to be like, oh, I'm nervous. But now it's like, I can't wait to get up on stage. I can't wait to like tell my jokes.
So is it Just for Laughs represent something for you?
100%. I've been watching Just for Laughs since I was like 10 years old. Like,
so what, when do you think,
I think my,
you like, could be there?
My biggest goal, like I've always told people that like, I don't think it's like such a huge goal anymore, like in context to what, like how comedy is now. But I've always told people like my dream is to be on a gala at Just for Laughs.
But Tonight Show, you said Tonight Show too.
Tonight Show though, back in the day with like, I don't know if I'd want to meet Fallon and
it's not like, it's not a goal, it's my goal anymore.
Not anymore. More it used TV to be, show. It was Letterman. Like I would have
loved to. Oh yeah, I understand. Yeah, yeah. But Letterman still do a interview on the YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. And he does interview. He has a show too on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So Just for Laughs is more important for you than the Tonight Show, though.
Yeah, because I grew up in Montreal, right? Like, and it's always just been here, and it would be just like such an honor
best
for me
in
to
the
do.
World.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be an honor, you know, and it'd be such a big thing for me personally.
So
to come home to Montreal and do the festival,
you know, because we're so lazy,
and
we need some challenge.
Yeah.
Let's challenge you today, okay?
Yeah.
Let's pretend. Let's put a X somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 2020.
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Yes.
Well, where we put the X when we're gonna see you at Just for Laughs? And don't because a TV show it's complex.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go just like you have like your you have your pass of Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
With your name.
Yeah.
Could be an outdoor show. Could be your one man show. Could be. A spot in a gala, not a television or a television show. Okay, let's go there.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Let's go, like, you know, the face with your past, your name.
Yeah,
mommy,
I did
you should be proud. I ate all your spaghetti for a long time, but look, I start to get proud. Okay, let's go there.
Yeah.
Where we put the eggs in 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Be realistic.
I'm gonna be realistic. I mean, you have to obviously factor in like how hard I'm going to be working on those.
Exactly, it's why we're going to put the X.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when we put the X, maybe you're going to have tabarnak. It's soon.
Yeah, yeah. Like I would say, if I work, like if I kept my goal of wanting of the 2020 of the five sets a week in Toronto and all that stuff for this year, if I kept that going, I would say realistically like 2024, 2025. I would say.
So summer 24.
Yeah, because it's in the summer, right?
So,
yeah.
So summer, because you said 24, 25.
Or like around, like
no,
one
no,
of those
no.
2 years.
It's
25.
Okay, you put another year,
right? Yeah, I give myself
so
another year.
Five summer.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a big challenge. In five summer, you're supposed to do something at Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
If it's less, you're a champ.
Yeah.
It's because you became Rocky IV.
Yeah.
You know? Fighting the snow SC.
Yeah, the machines.
Fight Drago SC.
Yeah, I'm going to be lifting the trees.
You don't like to do goals like that?
I mean, it's...
Is it the first time you do that?
Not really. I mean, it's obviously... I've never put a date on it.
Exactly.
The goal's been there, but it's never dated.
It's why I said all the time, and I repeat that all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody care about you.
That's it.
Nobody care about your talent.
That's it.
Nobody wants your success.
Yeah.
The only reason why you put a date is to remember.
For yourself, yeah.
You buy a calendar.
Yeah. 2025, July.
Or you put that on your fridge.
Yeah.
And remember, you're gonna open, make a sandwich. I have time. No.
Oh, it's going to catch
Come
up.
On, man. Fast, you know, because you have to understand. 25 is just a goal.
Yeah.
You can do that less. You can do this summer if you want.
Yeah.
Depends how you work, how you push yourself,
how
you promote yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So listen, I'm so happy because I would love to be you.
Yeah.
And I have another guy like me pop me and see on television because we are so lazy.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm a hard worker.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Same. Yeah.
Because it's why I'm a comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I hated every job I ever had.
Yeah, I hate boss.
Yeah.
And you got the dude, where's the page 14?
Oh.
Come to my office. Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You know, I know I paid a price to be my own boss, but with that, I need to challenge myself all the time because nobody's gonna do it.
That's true.
So I know I don't.
There's no performance review or anything like that. Yeah, yeah.
And me, I'm not your father and mother who protect you and love you
and
gonna encourage you. You just, you know, no.
No,
me, I'm here to push yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're not funny, you will not be there. Okay.
Yeah.
Every person you saw in my podcast is because I respect them.
Yeah.
It's because they are funny. Because sometimes they struggle and they forgot they're funny, or sometimes they're hot and I want to show the people what is to be hot. You know,
yeah.
Everything is different. But everybody had the same thing, the passion of comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes we lost it because we focus on too much people around us.
That's true.
Now you pump, you drove 6 hours on the shitty bus, you're gonna take the train, and it's gonna be good for you. It's it's why I'm, you took the bus to come in my podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wanted the exposure,
Exactly. And so if you're a bust, we will know why. It's because have a promotion at the movie theater.
That's true. I'm working as a manager at the movie
theater. But if you succeed, who's the winner?
Yeah, you are.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
hey, I had him on the podcast.
No, think about that. Think about that, okay? We go, this is my podcast, 2010, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I have Kevin Hart.
And we
had the same discussion. Now I see somebody is a...
You'd feel responsible.
Who's the winner?
Yeah, yeah.
Me, man.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm a passionate of comedy.
Yeah.
I want to share that. I'm tired to be alone in my life. Is it just me who suffer?
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So now I know I'm not alone.
No, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And I know that if you succeed, I'm going to be very happy, you know?
Like, yeah.
Because you deserve... But you have to push yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So let's go. Let's finish with a strong question. By the way, shout out to your father, mother. You want to say his name?
Myron Richard DeMore and Kessler DeMore. Thank you.
Shout out.
Yeah.
And courageous guy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Food free, please. Internet, please. And
I don't. I pay my own bills now. So
okay.
Because
you see there for free.
When I come home,
exactly.
I bring the fridge.
Can you prepare a good meal for tonight?
Yeah, we're having tacos tonight. It's Taco Tuesday.
All right. You think the Expo are back?
I would love it. Yeah. I think Brofman wants to bring him back, but I think that they need to build a better stadium for sure.
Yeah, but for you personally, you think Montreal need a baseball team?
Yeah.
And is it something you will enjoy if we have a baseball team?
I would, but I feel like that people would get tired of it quick.
Okay, the new generation.
I think so.
Because they're all going to die.
I think we want a team collectively as a city. But then once it's here and they're going to be bad, they're going to be like, I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? You missed something very important.
Yeah.
If Montreal arrive here, they're going to be in the division of Yankees.
They better.
Boston,
they have to.
Blue Jays and Baltimore.
Orioles, they have to.
So if you don't support your team, trust me, the Yankees,
that's
Boston's going to be there.
But that's what they need to succeed for sure. They need to be in that division.
They will.
Yeah, yeah.
They will. Don't. So.
But it's funny because like I live in Toronto now. I've gone to a few Blue Jays games.
And stuff,
yeah. Well, like they have Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Now, which is like crazy to see. Like,
when
I used to watch his dad play, and now his son's there. But it's another thing that a lot of people like. This is just a quick like fact, is that when they were voting to keep the Expos in the league or not, the Toronto Blue Jays voted no. Everyone voted no. Like it was a unanimous vote, which means that Toronto didn't want Montreal in the league either, which is a shitty thing to do. So there's I have friends that are like, I can't support Toronto because of what they did to Montreal.
Yeah, and why do you think Nordic don't arrive?
Exactly.
Because Montreal don't want them.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got to pretend, no, it was good competition, fuck you, they don't want it.
No, yeah, yeah.
Because the beer, because the exclusivity.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But by the way, do you think Montreal Canadiens is going to make the playoff this year?
Probably not.
Do you think we have the team to win the Stanley Cup in the next 5 years?
If I'm going to be honest with you, I've never liked the Montreal Canadiens.
Okay.
I grew up here, but when I was a kid growing up, the Mighty Ducks became a thing. And they had Timu Selanne and Paul Kariya.
Oh, oui.
I love those two.
Timu Selanne.
I used to have their posters on my wall. I love the Ducks.
Yeah.
I've always loved
you like the movie too?
Oh yeah, yeah. I grew up on those movies for sure.
You should talk about that. It's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's I think that Montreal, like, they actually have a team that I like now, because in the past I never liked any
Kovalev, Koivu.
I never liked Kovalev, but that's like, I like Koivu. Obviously you gotta love Koivu for what he did, and he was such a great captain for Montreal. But when they got like Gionta and Gomez and all those little tiny guys, Camilleri.
What did you say? Gomez and Gomez. One goal in.
Hey, Gomez, Gionta.
I have a girlfriend at the time. Yeah. I invite her at the best time. She do nothing about hockey.
Yeah.
And she just know about Sako Koivu.
Yeah.
And she said, where is Sako Koivu? And she said, it's the 11, number 11.
No, that's good.
And she, I can see he's got, it's the only guy I have the C on the shirt. Yeah. And he said, oh, cancer? Oh. I said, no, it's
C. Captain,
Captain, tabarnak. And she said, cancer.
Yeah, they need to identify that they have cancer.
Yeah, I got cancer.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
So do you think Montreal Canadiens going to win the Stanley Cup before you're going to do Just for Laughs?
No.
You think you're going to be better?
100%.
You think you're going to do Just for Laughs before them?
Yeah. Because they wasted Carey Price's prime.
I know, man.
They wasted his prime.
Oh, yes.
And also spending $10 million on a guy who can't score goals is not a very good...
Because now a lot of good goaltender... You don't need to pay $10 million.
No, yeah.
This was a bit.
Well, also, did you? I don't know if you saw this. I saw this yesterday. I think the two most goals allowed are the two highest paid goalies in the league. It's Carey Price and Bobrovsky.
I don't know.
So it's like you pay that money for what?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
When you could have bought three or four forwards.
Yeah, and they always draft small player.
Oh yeah. But I like what their draft. Apparently, they have the best prospects in the league.
No, but Cauliflower?
Caulfield. Yeah.
He's
a tiny guy.
Smaller than Brendan Gallagher.
But he scores, though.
We don't know.
Everywhere he scores.
Yeah, but not at the junior...
But they didn't play him in with like good players. They put him on the fourth line for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he only got to play with good players on the power play.
Me, if I was Montreal Canadien, I will lose every game.
Yeah.
I would draft Lafrenière.
Yeah, Lafrenière.
French Canadian killer scorer. A real guy, you know.
Yeah.
But is it your favorite sport? What is your favorite sport?
Favorite sport is...
You can miss, look. Basketball?
It's probably football.
NFL?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't respect the NFL, but I love football. You know?
What is respect?
Like, the league is run by an idiot. Oh, yeah. And it's
forever, right?
Yeah, and it's corrupt. Like the whole, like they're like absolutely, yeah. They're also like terrible human beings. Like all the owners are terrible human beings.
So right, and the arbitration suck, man.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. Like a lot of game lost.
Yeah.
By something everybody saw. You know?
Oh yeah, the point. They make this rule change about how you can challenge penalties. And then, like, the refs were being stubborn about it, and they were like, yeah, I don't care what you... Like, it's clear that you're right, but I don't want to be... Yeah.
And it's not clear what is a touchdown to
man.
What is a real touchdown? The guy the ball go out, it's a touchdown.
But
if he doesn't...
the ball
inside,
moves.
If he's inside... Two feet.
the ball moves an inch. But also, I played... baseball from 6 until I was 16, so baseball is like I watched that.
Is it a failure for you, or it was just a pastime?
It was like more of a pastime, and it was I was like really like out of shape when I played baseball.
Yeah, but you Babe Ruth?
Like no, but it was like bad. Like it like my like physical like it definitely like helped like hindered my abilities. Like I knew everything. Like I was a smart player. But because I was like a little chubby guy, I was slow. I couldn't get to the ball. I couldn't swing. So
you get bullying when you're young?
No, I wasn't bullying, but it was just like I wasn't great.
You Babe Ruth?
Yeah, I
knew you. You could pretend.
But it's different. It was different back then. Like he was like there was no black people when he played. Like of course he's gonna be good.
Like you didn't have no what?
There was no black people when Babe Ruth played. There was only white people in the league.
Well, I mean, what is the
black, like they're way better athletes than
no? But we talk about you because you're fat.
Yeah, me. No, I was fat. Yeah, but I
so
was.
So you just use Babe Ruth.
Oh, but I was slow.
The best.
I was fat and slow. Like that's what. And it in baseball, like you have to run a lot, and then like to catch the ball.
Run a lot? No,
run around the bases.
Look, Guerrero.
Yeah. But
he's fat and easy.
But he also hit the ball 500
feet.
Yeah,
but you played 10 years.
Yeah, but I'm good now because I'm like physically like better in shape. And I play like softball. Like, now.
Are you happy, Patriot? 100%. Don't win.
Oh my god!
I hate the Patriot.
Yeah.
So football is it's you like football, but you like more CFL?
No, I hate the CFL. I don't respect the CFL.
I don't respect. Too.
I think college
because they don't have enough money there.
It's not even that. It's like just It's so cheap. It's such a ridiculous league. I find.
Like, remember the year they bring back the trophy in the garbage bag?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
They win the Grey Cup. The guy threw. He get out the trophy. The big Grey Cup of the garbage bag. Wow. Man.
Well, it's also like a joke, like back in the day when like there was 8 teams, there was 2 Rough Riders. Like, how could you not come up with a 8th team name that you're like, oh, wait, what's that team name? Like, that one sounds good. We'll take that. It's like, no, that's already a team. Like, no, we'll take that one.
I know.
And then also another thing too is that it's just like, I find it such a lame league. Like, I remember, a couple years ago, like the... when the Boston Celtics won like the NBA title, and then the Owls won the Grey Cup, and they interviewed Calvillo, and like that year was the year that Kevin Garnett did the "Anything is possible," like such an iconic like soundbite. Like, and then they interviewed Calvillo, and he just won the Grey Cup, and he was like, "This was just a fun event." And it was like, how lame of a league is this? So lame.
But you know what? I start to enjoy basketball.
Yeah, me too.
Because of Zion.
Zion.
He's just a monster, you know.
He hasn't played yet.
I don't like to watch a full game because, for me, basketball is the last 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's so, you know what I mean? The timeouts at the end.
Oh, man, it's always complicated.
The last 2 minutes takes 20 minutes.
Usually. I know. But I think that a basketball team in Montreal could be fun, too.
Oh, I think so. I think they should deserve one.
Because... It's a new generation.
I honestly think a basketball team would succeed more than a baseball team. I think
it's less expensive because you go in Toronto. You know why the Raptors succeed? Because if you want a season ticket of the Maple Leaf, you need to buy a season ticket of the Raptor. They build that and now it's very expensive. They win.
I haven't seen any sports in.
So look, can you show the people?
Yeah, I wore this
like
for
you. Did you like Rise of Skywalker?
I was okay.
Of 10?
I would give it a 5.
10.
10?
It was amazing. They saved the franchise. You know what I mean?
I think we
don't need The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi anymore. You just...
I think...
6, 9.
I think what it...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what they did was... 69.
Whoa.
I know what you're thinking, but I think it's... I think the opposite. I think I appreciate the franchise, but I think what 9 did was it illustrated that they didn't have a concrete plan for the whole series, for the trilogy.
Not exactly, man. What?
But also, I've been reading up lately and watching videos lately. Apparently, J.J. Abrams almost quit in the middle of it because Disney was interfering.
Exactly.
Like crazy.
I think they're gonna release.
Yeah, his cut.
The uncut.
Yeah, his director's cut was 3 hours and 5.
Wow.
And then they told him to cut it to 2:30, and he cut it to 2:30, and then the day of the premiere they cut it to 2:22 without telling him.
No, it's not 2:35.
Or 2:25 or 2:20.
No, it's 2:35.
But they did another cut, I think, and without telling him.
No.
And they showed that at the premiere is when he found out, and he was what the fuck is that?
Oh, man, think about that.
Yeah, it sucks, yeah.
I prepare you a pizza.
I was ready to
play. I prepared a beautiful pizza, and at the end you put pineapple. Why you do that?
Well, there's the guy, the Dominic Cooper, whatever, the guy who was in Lost, who was with, like, J.J. Abrams Lost and stuff. He's, like, shows up in, like, he's one of the... rebel like people or whatever, and he like said in an interview, he's like, I really want to see JJ's cut because they left a lot of good stuff on.
Yeah,
like, they cut it out.
Listen, you have Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, you have everybody, you have Kenny Baker, is it possible to follow the 6?
No.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna kill all your favorite.
But they have to. Like, I mean,
no, they don't. They don't have to. Why? No. Mate, listen.
But it's because.
Is it possible to see Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher in the same scene before they die?
I think what they wanted. Yeah, that's true. They could have done that.
You know what I mean? Who cares about the stormtrooper?
But I think what they wanted to do was like kind of
what is the story of Finn? Nobody cared.
Nobody.
What is the story of
Finn? They ruined his thing because
he was a Jedi. Because he already.
Well, that's apparently what they cut out of the movie is that he, because you know the whole movie he's like, I have something to tell you, and then he never tells her, and we're just like, what was he gonna tell her? And apparently it was that he's Force sensitive.
So okay, 5 of 10.
Yeah.
How many times you watch it?
I watched it once. I'm probably gonna
Where's the five? Where's the miss of five?
I just think that it was like a mess. Like it was a mess, and it showed me that like they didn't have a plan for the whole trilogy. And there's
you talk vague. I talk about just the movie.
The movie.
When you watch the movie, you said, "Don't tell me said, this is a five."
Well, there's
you
like
you don't enjoy anything.
There's no like I enjoy. I had a good time watching it, but like I the like. That's why I said it was okay.
Did you cry? Never cry.
I
cry.
A lot of people when
you don't like the end.
It was kind of why not say you're a Palpatine and just say that like you're better than what your grandfather was, like make that name worth.
I'm Ray Palpatine.
I'm Ray Palpatine, and it makes wasn't that an evil guy? Like yeah, but I'm not evil. Like that's kind of the message.
What? Yeah. We should do a podcast about that because I did a podcast before,
With Will and stuff.
But it's very interesting. Mandalorian?
I haven't watched it yet. I watched the pilot last night. It was really good.
Oh, you did?
I haven't seen it. I only saw the pilot.
You smoke weed?
No, I quit. I used to. You
smoke a big joint and you watch all the 8 episodes, man.
Yeah, sure.
You're gonna die.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I watched the first one yesterday. I enjoyed it.
It was a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm very grateful.
Thank you for everything. Okay, yeah.
Very grateful. Thanks. That I know maybe you don't think.
Yeah.
You're somebody in comedy, but you're somebody.
Thank you. Yeah, so are you. Yeah.
No, but it's because I got Angelo, the big star.
Okay? Yeah, Tsourikas, yeah.
Yeah, and the intention to come here for my podcast, take a shitty bus. I repeat that, it's very important because I know what is 6 hours. Okay?
Yeah.
And come back here just to do my podcast.
It was like
man.
Almost 7 hours.
Man, merci beaucoup.
Oh,
okay?
Merci enough. Man, thank you for having me.
Happy 2020. Thank Don't you. Forget, 2025, just for laugh.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to work hard,
Maybe 2024, who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's go finish talk Star Wars, man. I didn't know you're a big fan.